This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household, but only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there, howdy.
Chiquese.
Hi. Mike, you may remember that yesterday, late in the show, we kind of unofficially decided that Walter Brennan, old dead actor,
yes,
is the guy who most sounds like John McCain.
I brandish some dangy money.
I love that.
Fringe.
So now with that in mind.
That took the fight out of him.
With that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully the next president of the United States,
singing his hit song.
Sun goes up and the sun goes down. The hands on the clock keep it going round.
Life gets tedious.
It's time to lay down.
By John McCain.
Life gets tedious, don't it, huh?
Life gets tedious.
This is marvelous.
My shoe's untied, but I don't care.
Not litigious.
I ain't a figuring on going nowhere.
Life gets tedious.
I'd have to wash and comb my hair. And that's just wasted effort.
Effort.
Water in the wells is getting lower and lower. Can't take a bath for 6 months more.
You know, when he recorded this.
Wow. But I've heard it said.
When he was 19.
True, I'm sure. That too much bathing will weaken you.
Weaken you.
Yee. Open the door and the flies swarm in. Close the door and I'm sweating again.
Good lyrics.
And in the process, crack machine. Just one darn thing after another.
Nothing.
For ye. Well, I like it. This guy should be on American Idol. Better than any of those cats last night.
Old brown mule. He must be sick.
He is.
I jammed him in the rump with a pin on a stick.
Hey. Oh, my.
He humped his back, but he wouldn't kick.
What did he do?
He humped his back.
Now, there's something cockeyed somewhere.
He's
cockeyed.
Dirty now.
A mouse is chewing on the pantry door.
A chewing?
He's been at it for a month or more.
John McCain.
When he gets through, he'll sure be sore.
Yes, Senator.
Because there ain't a darn thing in there.
Humping his bag, a chewing.
Hound dog howling, so forlorn. Laziest dog that was ever born.
Ah, wow. This is tedious.
This is tedious.
He's a howling because he's sitting on a thorn.
What?
I'm just too tired to move over.
Over?
Life gets tedious.
The tin roof leaks and the chimney leans.
Boy. There's more? Tough.
There's a hole in the seat of my old blue jeans.
What a tough life.
Yeah.
And I've got the last of the pork and beans.
Oh, the pork and beans.
Just can't depend on nothing.
Can't depend on nothing.
That it? Yeah, Walter Brennan.
Cow's gone dry and hens won't lay.
This is not uplifting. There's
fish
more.
Quit biting. Saturday.
Saturday.
Troubles are piling up day by day.
Yeah. Day by day.
Now I'm getting dandruff.
Gross.
Hey.
Grief and misery.
That didn't rhyme with anything. No. Dandruff.
Misery.
Debts and taxes. Yeah, so it goes. I think I'm getting the cold in my nose.
John McCain.
Life gets tasteless, don't it?
Yeah. Like it's over.
Wow. Life gets tasteless. Eat the last of the pork and beans.
Jesus.
Well, that's really something.
That took the fight out of me.
I brung ye some dynamite.
I brung you some dynamite.
All right, well, Simon, what did you think? Simon.
No, okay, well, fine. Then I'm going to judge that performance. And I think it was a mistake. And I'll tell you why. Because
tell us why.
You are.
Of course.
Let me finish. Oh! You are always going.
Oh!
Enough.
Enough.
Boo!
Simon.
Boo! Enough.
Oh. The show's going to be. Funny!
You think so, huh?
The show is great.
You put a lot of pressure on us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Paula? What do you see back there?
You are ridiculous. I want to squish you, squeeze your head off, and dangle you from my rearview mirror.
Oh, you Run. Are.
Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed. And you
can judge how is Paula Abdul?
That bitch!
Oh, hold on a second. What was that, John?
What do you mean, spots?
It's not time for commercials yet. No spots yet, John.
Spots!
I ain't fooling around no longer.
It's Walter Brennan again. I mean, John McCain.
I don't even know what he's saying.
I want you two to round up the horses, and I want you to ride over to Uncle Milch. You tell him to bring Steve and George and Young Milch. And Tom, you ride out to Uncle Irish, and you tell him to bring Billy and Jack and anyone else he can think to bring.
What?
Stop at the ranch and pick up some grub. Tell Milt and Ira we'll all meet at the ranch Friday.
I can't believe it. These guys are fags.
Hey, sounds like
these
it.
Kids are fags. I can't believe it.
Rickles.
God damn it, they're fags.
Sounds like he's just asking for a bunch of guys to come over.
What is he, a faggot?
Don't know.
We don't know.
I think he misremembers.
Really, Roger?
You think so? How about some equal time here?
Barack Obama!
That was funny.
Funny.
Thank you, Larry.
Let's pick phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right.
Well, now that was real smart of him, wasn't it?
Wanted.
What about the vagina?
Exactly. How about you, Letterman?
Vagina!
Yes, if that's not available.
Mommy boobies.
Wow, that's not bad. How are your mommy boobies?
I'm not happy.
Paula. Sorry to hear that.
Is everybody happy?
How about you, buddy? He's never happy, is he?
Yeah!
Oh, what do we have here?
Well, what have we here?
I guess the word is anal.
Oh!
Lots of sex. Lots of sex. Lots of sex.
Whoa. Oh, let's say hi to Buzz there.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Always like making sure he's around.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Are you over there, Buzz?
Yeah, hi.
There he is. All right, well, here's Ed McMahon.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
Big Ed.
Hello.
Thank you, MJ Girl.
Well, hi, everybody.
Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, and hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, cats and kittens. Don and Mike Show, and it's Wednesday. Phone number is the same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Yeah, baby.
Let's start with a call. Oops, hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Out of mind.
Right on. First call of a brand new show. What's happening?
Oh, man, it's pretty good. I don't know how you boys are going to kill yourself with a black man become president. How are you going to kill yourself, white boy?
Let's say hi to the... Now he's got... Let's give him credit. He's got a new act to his repertoire.
A new act.
That is the Oakland Raiders guy. That is the Mike Finger guy.
Yes, right. It is. Right. Hey, he's a guy that traditionally calls before the show goes on the air, waits on the line, and then it's usually a hit and run.
He also sometimes asks about your alimony.
Yes, he does.
And now he's going to work in Barack Obama.
Yeah. Probably unaware of the fact that I have a Barack Obama bumper sticker on the back of my car. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Which I go out every day and pull off.
I know, and I got to get a brand new one every single day.
And I keep telling you, man, the name is Micabee. Huck Micabee. He is the man with the plan.
Huck Micabee. I love that.
Listen, I will own up to something that happened today.
Right.
On the way in, I was on that the Montrose Road bypass.
Oh, yes. The nightmare.
This is not a driving faux pas. This is a sitting at a light faux pas.
Hmm.
I was at the part where you wait to go left. You
okay.
know, where they've dead-ended?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's a long light, man.
This last night you're talking about?
No, today. Just, you know, okay. 30 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting to make the left-hand turn to come in here.
Right.
And I was in the right of two lanes that are getting ready to turn left.
Okay.
So there was a car right next to me,
of course. Wait, I'm just trying to... Are you talking about, like, right down there where that new part ends?
Right.
And then you're going to take the left, and then you have to take a right?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's exactly
just
the
wanted
spot.
To make sure, because we travel it every night, and it's become a little cumbersome.
Uh-huh. But it has nothing to do with that. It's just the point that I was sitting in this spot.
Which side are you on, the right or the
left?
I'm
on the right-hand side.
Gotcha.
And there's a car to my left.
Okay.
And without even thinking, I just... I went for the pick. I went to pick my nose because there was a booger there.
Oh.
And I looked over, and there were two guys in, I don't know, some I'm in my SUV, so they're in a smaller car, relatively speaking. I look over and I look down, and I swear to Christ, the one guy in the passenger seat is going, he's saying to his buddy, and I could see him, the joy on his face, he's pointing, hey, he's picking his nose. I swear to God, and both guys are looking at me.
Were you doing a third knuckle number?
Were you
up to the third knuckle?
You know, I was, who knows?
You were enjoying the experience?
I was not being discreet.
Because you weren't thinking.
And right. No, and boy, did they catch me. And they caught me the way, and you know what it was like? Looking in a mirror, if you and I happened at a stoplight and we saw a guy picking his nose,
right.
We would point like he was an animal. And that's what it was. It was like,
look at that guy, he's up to his third knuckle.
And they waited to catch my attention.
Wow.
And then it was like, ha! You're picking your nose.
Oh, busted.
Everybody does, but normally you're supposed to do that at speed.
Yeah. Right.
You know, when people really can't do that to you. You know, when you're at the end, but you know what? A lot of people do it when they're stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? They want full concentration.
They need both hands.
Well, is that how it ended? Did they move on?
And no, I let them go
young,
first.
Rough, young, were they young toughs? Were they up? Were they white collar, blue collar?
They're just punks. Uh-huh. You know,
just little punks.
But they had the upper hand. You know,
were they in a Honda with a big spoiler on the back of it?
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
And what can I do? I looked like, I did not even try to defend it. I just looked, and then I looked away.
Yeah, don't they know that it's still winter, you know, and things are dry?
Yeah, air is very dry.
Time you have to rearrange the furniture.
Also got an update for you about the house guest, the cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Cousins!
We got a card in the mail from him yesterday.
Oh, thank
you. A thank you card.
Well, how nice.
Which appears to be, by my cynical eye, pretty much a form letter.
Yeah.
It's something that was not purchased at a store. It was printed on his PC.
Oh, so it's printed. It's not handwritten.
Well, no. His signature was handwritten.
No, but he printed it out.
Yeah, and I get the feeling that he just put, Dear Mike and Janet, where someone else's name was. Just, and it's really like a Mad Lib because it's like, I had a great time in, and it's like just insert city, Washington, D.C. with you, this, and it's weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then on the very bottom, see you again. Here's my contact info. A little spot for him to sign. And it's obviously a thing that, well, you cut and paste.
He's probably computer savvy. If you said he's that kind of techno nerd, he's probably got that all down.
Save document.
This guy, I got to find this guy.
Well, he's not happy today.
No?
That's the other bit of news that I have, is that because he's not a total out of it nerd, he got somehow, well, not somehow, I mean, it's on our website, got a copy of some of the stuff that was said.
Oh.
And Janet got an email from him today that said, can we please talk?
Ooh, the worst.
And we don't think.
Oh, that's the worst.
And I said to her, well, how do you know, it's about the show? And she said, why else would he send me an email just saying, can we please talk?
Right. Right.
There would be no reason. He didn't leave any items behind.
Yeah.
There, we left, as far as he knew, he was a great guy when he left. He was like driving away, and we're giving him the finger when he's leaving, like, okay,
right.
See ya,
right.
Bye-bye.
So he's hip to this stuff now.
She didn't reply. She said she would wait until I got home tonight.
And I wouldn't reply.
I wouldn't either.
We would think about.
No, you keep your distance from this guy.
We would think about crafting a reply.
No.
And I said, what would be nice, though, what I would love to do is send him a reply that looks like a form letter that says, Dear
Blank, I'm sorry if you were blank about the conversation.
Cousin Brain, it would just say, had a good time with you visiting from, and then put in Pittsburgh, you know, where he lives.
Right.
And then something along the lines of, hope that your next time in Washington, and then you would put, you don't stop by. I mean, there could be something that's done.
Yeah, or you just don't have any contact with him.
Yeah.
Because now, if you have see, he's got, you know what he's got? He's got brass. He's got balls.
Yeah.
He'll if he wants to have contact with you, that means he wants to insinuate himself back into your life by probably putting the guilt on Janet, and you should avoid that like the plague. You should run in the other direction and not have any contact with the guy. You know, he got all he could out of you. You're not going to let him have it again.
He's a funny guy. What a funny guy. That's the great part.
We must
don't
talk.
Know.
I'm sorry if you really felt like I was taking advantage. Listen, I'm going to be in the area next month. Maybe we could talk about this.
If that's the case, really, what would make it good would be about $75.
That like would you'd be, pay at a, you know, at a motel.
Even
that
Steven.
Would be your no. That would be his share of dinner. Keep in mind there were three.
Oh, so you're giving him a bargain for room and board.
There were three people at dinner, and he had well more than his share of food and beverage.
So that's all he put in the email is we must talk.
Yeah, no.
Can we please?
Can we please talk? Can we please talk?
Right.
And she called me on the way into work, and
she all freaked out about it.
Yeah, she said. He sent me a note. He must know. I'm sure he knows. I'm sure my dad must have said something to somebody. And we, oh, my God. Listen, don't sweat it.
Hey, if he knows, you've done him a favor. And now it's time to dig the heels in and just say, you know what? We were doing you a favor.
Yeah, well, anyway.
Good. If he just wrote, can we talk? She should reply, no, we can't.
No, we can't.
Now, I like the idea of just not responding.
That's the best way to play that. With a guy like that, you just run in the other direction.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, what's up? Hello.
Yes, gentlemen, the picking the nose incident reminds me of the scene in Caddyshack when the judge's kid is picking his nose and they're taking bets on it. And Janice's cousin, he's a real jerk, man. That dude is something else.
Whose little cousin?
Oh, Jan's cousin. I think everybody's agreed on that.
He's not a little guy. He's a grown man.
He's like a 36-year-old guy.
Yeah, it just makes me think of all the wonderful moments with Spalding throwing up in the doctor's car. You know, because Spalding goes through and drinks all the half-empty drinks that are at the country club party.
Right.
Spalding!
Is there anything worse than you stumble on Caddyshack and you don't realize it's on Comedy Central, and he's taking Lacey under, what's her name?
Lacey Underall.
Into the bedroom.
Yeah.
And just as about, and that's a pretty good reveal shot.
And she's hot.
Yeah. And
she still holds up being hot.
And you know, Mike, I'm sure you can relate to this. It's like when that chick took her bra off in Animal House.
Right.
There are some scenes in movies that are just erotic, even though they're...
Well, and you remember them from when you were younger, when nudity was more and more special in the movies. And in those moments, like where Belushi is there with the ladder, and I like the fact that, you know, they couldn't hear him crunching up against the house as he slid the ladder down to the next window.
And the breasts are magnificent.
They're real, and they're magnificent.
And when you're watching a movie like Caddyshack on Comedy Central, you go, oh, hey, you know what? Not only funny, going to see some Major League Yabos here, and then chop, chop, splice, splice.
Horrible. It's our way of censorship. And Comedy Central is a network that should fight its way out of basic cable. I think it would do much better if it was on premium cable where you could do, you know, where you had to. And incidentally, what are the rules with that? Is basic cable, does that mean it's part of a package that goes free into most houses and that's why they have to adhere to those regulations?
I have a question about it as well because I've noticed on TBS, the word a-hole is not a dirty word anymore.
Right. Right.
You know, that's on basic cable. On the other hand, you turn on HBO, God love George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
He must say the F word 30 times in a 15-second ad for his new live show.
Well, you also think of all the movies that have been on HBO. I mean, everything's been on HBO. And you turn on Cinemax, you know, on a Saturday night, and you've got practically full-scale porn on there. You know, it's ridiculous. But basic cable, Comedy Central runs so many great movies. And you know, even their content on some of their regular shows, I think, would be spiced up if they didn't have to live by the restrictions.
You might even like the aforementioned from days ago, Larry the Cable Guy. You know, it's a pisser no matter who you're watching. If there's a stand-up guy and he's doing something you think is funny, and he gets to the punchline, and it's just... Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I don't have a beep, but, you know, it's beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It really is. You know, the Today Show is doing that whole bit where they bring the sitcom cast back together, and it makes me realize that in the history of television... These great sitcoms that we've all watched, just how milquetoast they really are, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what?
it's great classic canned laughter.
Right. It's Wee Tina. You know, it's really horrible. It's oatmeal. It's nothing.
Well,
and that's what we all watched because we were kind of forced to watch that.
The shows that they're now saying are classics and the best shows. Really, did you plan your life around One Day at a Time?
Never. Or Murphy Brown? I certainly do.
No.
And wasn't Murphy Brown on too recently to have some sort of a reunion show?
And I'm not sure what Candace Bergen is doing with her neck. But she wears like she wears collars. I mean, she's got the rooster neck
turning into a ventriloquist dummy like her dad's buddy Charlie McCarthy.
But that one of all the reunion show, and I saw the One Day at a Time one a little bit of it, and the Family Ties reunion show that they had. But it's just they bring these people back, and they really have nothing to say.
I saw the Family Ties.
Because they're on what? What's the sitcom? A good sitcom? A good run is what, 5-7 years?
Yeah, some of these were on Tops? 10.
Right.
I saw the Family Ties one. That was interesting. Michael Fox was a little shaky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob.
Seemed a little wobbly.
Yeah. No, well, it's Parkinson's.
Yeah. I know. That's why.
I didn't even see that one.
I thought he was nervous.
I don't watch. If they're going to bring together cast members like you're talking about on the Today Show.
Yes.
It's like, hey, we reunite the cast of One Day at a Time.
Yay.
I'm like, okay, seriously, if you're going to load up the shows, I'd rather see the cast of What's Happening before the cast of that show. How about the cast of
Deep Throat?
Thank you, Mike.
I mean, really, how about the cast of Behind the Green Door?
Mm-hmm. Linda Lovelace.
I mean, really, it was cutting edge. They'd be old now. They'd be
30
safe
years
to,
later.
They'd be safe to put on network television, and they could talk about it. Well, they probably couldn't talk
about it. I'm Meredith Vieira sitting here this morning with the Ron Jeremy.
sitting over here, let's kick it over to Al Roker, who's on the weather set with Harry Reams. Aren't you a pretty girl? That's what he used to say in his pornos. Aren't you a pretty girl?
Today,
look at how pretty you are.
Today goes retro porno. Today goes retro porno is brought to you by Clorox.
Now,
Clorox makes your clothes whiter.
Live from San Francisco, where it all started.
Joining us out on the plaza, greeting her fans, there's Annie Sprinkle.
Annie Sprinkle
Annie
is
Sprinkle.
Here.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for remembering her.
But it's just, you know, when you look back at sitcoms and you see these reunions, you realize how boring they really were.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Yes, regarding Don's house guest.
Yes.
Yeah, I like when you guys pull back the curtain and talk about your personal lives. I always sort of assume that you gave these people a primer before you ripped them on air.
No, I do not.
No, you don't.
Not in the case of this guy. This guy is a third cousin, and it was set up that the guy was going to come to town and just be no fuss, no muss.
Right, and the odds are you'll probably... hopefully, never see him again in your life.
And really, if the guy wasn't a jerk off, all I would have said is, hey, we had a house guest and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But but the guy really was a stain. Just
if he was a little closer to the fold, would you say,
well, of course,
hey,
I'd pull it back.
Of course.
Right. I wouldn't talk about it. What do you think? Please, what kind of dick do you think I am? I mean, if he was like Janet's mother, I wouldn't say a word.
Of
for
course.
Sakes.
But, you know, you have to weigh that. You have to measure that.
There's nothing wrong with Janet's mother.
Of course, nothing at all.
No, I just mentioned
and you'll
that.
Be seeing her again.
Example. Oh, yes. Yeah. Very soon. No, there are.
We always have to walk that fine line. And, I think that you'll probably, you much more than I, you will agree that sometimes when you walk that line, you occasionally put a toe into the water on the wrong side. And, and you hear about it from your close relatives.
Yeah, that's why I know I'm safe talking about this guy. Janet has pretty much already told me, you know, hey, it's okay, talk about it. That's why yesterday I said, if she wants to talk about him, call in.
Right.
She called in, so we'll find out what's going on.
And I learned, you know, the hard way back in the 1990s, early 1990s, when you know, I revealed that a good portion of my close family were war criminals. And it was, you know, it was very frustrating because they all, you know, I got calls from all over the country.
Sure. They were in-laws.
Yeah.
You got to stop saying that.
It's not true.
It's not you, Mike.
Exactly.
You're married into the WC family.
My blood relatives.
But, God, do you remember all those calls from Argentina?
I do. Well, I also remember calling, alerting the proper authorities to take them away.
That's a good point, Mike.
You know, it was bittersweet,
sure,
but it was the right thing to do.
Of course it was.
Oh, well, frankly, it caused your divorce.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That was it. Mike said, I've got to turn you.
I have to do what's right is what
right.
I said.
Yeah.
I have to do the right thing.
That's what you said.
And perhaps, you know, with one of them, I was unhappy, but with the other, I there was joy.
I remember what you said. You said, Billy, I'm a husband second. I'm an American first.
That's right.
Exactly. Very, very frustrating.
I must turn your parents into the authorities now for being war criminals.
Oh, my God. That was a tense time in my life.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey, my lord and my lady. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I was wondering if I can get some advice from Mike on my own professional house guest, in a way. The difficulty is she's not a family member. She used to be a close friend and client of my mom's from way back when. And the complication is back when they were having financial troubles, this friend lent them, or actually gave them, like $10,000 to get out of like credit card debt and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And ever since then, that was like maybe 7 years.
Well, get to the point. What's she doing now?
Who?
The guest.
Oh, she's retired now.
Is she living with you?
Was what?
Is she living with you?
No. She's a friend. She's a friend who has her own life. She has her own thing going on.
What is the question?
What does she want?
What is the question for Dr. Mike?
What's that?
What is the question for Dr. Mike?
Well, no. The question is that ever since then, every time she comes to the area, she comes and stays with us. Mm-hmm. And she.
What is the question? What is your problem? What is your dilemma?
Okay. The dilemma is, even though she's not a family member and her way in is that she lent us money, how do we kind of avoid her without kind of ruffling her feathers?
Because you owe her money?
No, we don't owe her money at all, but it's almost as if that was her in. So ever since then, she's been calling in favors. She, like, every time she has troubles with this or that or home repairs, that kind of stuff,
you lie until the day is over. You avoid until the day is over. If you don't want contact, whenever, you know, here's the advantage you have. She doesn't live in the same town as you do, right?
Right.
Okay, so she is a long-distance person who would have to make arrangements in order to see you, you know, barring the fact that she might just drop in one day. And you know, excluding that, you avoid contact at all costs. You avoid.
We're not
and you
be
lie
here.
To do so. You know, for example, it's Christmas. Will you be spending Christmas at home? And she can call you on the 23rd of December, and you can say to her, we haven't decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying there's no hope for rehabilitating her and being able to see her out?
If you want to take the chance, but I think that's a...
Are you listening to Dr. Mike's advice? He's already given you his summary on this case.
If you don't care about the person and the person is not family and you don't want to have any contact, don't have any contact. But you know what? I have an assistant physician who is just chomping at the bit to jump in
really?
On this right
Ooh.
Now. Go ahead, Dr. Spiewak.
Your resident.
My resident.
Your
yes,
intern?
Yes, they call me Greg House.
There is plan B.
Yes.
Invite her to your house and then seduce her.
Okay, go back to the corner. Go back
right,
to
guys.
The corner. Don't pay any attention
Goodbye
to him.
Bye now.
He's been drinking.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
He's been drinking.
Seduction.
Here, there I go, trying to dole out some very legitimate advice.
Yeah.
There you are, just making a flip comment about seduction, Mr. Robinson.
That's right.
Trying to seduce me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What? What's up?
The reunion show. We had to do Gilligan's Island. Try and dig up the skipper.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that would have to be at a cemetery somewhere.
You know, if it was a reunion show, the older the show, the better. Because I really would like to see... I'm fascinated with before and after. You know, the longer you go, I'd like to see. Of course, Gilligan's Impossible.
So many are dead, yeah. And the Brady.
Alan Hale's dead too, right?
Yeah, the Brady Bunch has been done to death. They've done too many reunion shows.
And we've lost Robert Reed.
Leave it to Beaver.
Couldn't do the Munsters. You got Fred Gwynne. He's gone, and Evan DeCarlo's gone.
Right.
Grandpa Munster's gone.
Adam's Family.
Same
no,
Don Adams is dead.
They're all dead. Yeah, get. Mm-hmm. Well, Get Smart, I guess, but they're making that in a movie.
You
right?
know, the funniest thing in that Rickles, I watched that Rickles documentary
on HBO
again when he's in his office and he's got his wall of fame with all his pictures and he's going through the pictures. He's going, dead, dead, dying, cancer, dead, hanging on by a thread, dead, dying.
Oh,
God, that was funny. It really was great.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going back now. To movies, and I'm going back to language, right. Which started the entire discussion.
Right.
Right.
Thinking about why it is, and I'm sorry I'm going back, I'm wondering again, why can you say a-hole now on TBS? Why is that an okay word?
Because the rule book does not exist. So it's a floating rule.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a question of, and you know what was scary? What was the recent fines they doled out?
Yeah.
Weren't they based, aren't they basing it now on they will only fine the television stations that the complaint letter cities came from?
Right.
I didn't phrase that correctly.
Yeah.
They will only fine the stations that got complaints from that market.
From those right. cities, right, those right. markets.
I mean, that's terrifying because that's like a primer now on to let the people that send out those mass mailings to show them how to do it.
I want to say that on behalf of the word a-hole, I think it's time to legitimize the word.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been one of those words that I remember back in the day we maybe could get away with it once in a while.
Delightful word.
We've heard other guys use it on the radio. Mm-hmm. It's really a catch-all. And gosh, everything bad about the word has been taken out now. For goodness sakes, you could almost give someone a card now that says, "Dear a-hole, have a happy birthday."
Right.
And they'd be happy with it.
Right.
Can't we just make that? Can't we give that word a pass?
Well, on the internet, they now have a guy that's known as Baron Von A-hole, Prince Von A-hole.
Right.
That German guy who's always, Paris Hilton, she loves what she should do. Oh. She should drink that. She should come into hot tub and jacuzzi with me.
He's on TMZ every day.
He's on TMZ. They call him Prince Von A-hole. Mm-hmm.
And I saw on TMZ today, you see the thing about the cat from American Idol that he's wearing wigs? The rocker guy?
Oh, really?
Yeah, it says American Idol would not return phone calls, but the report
is... You mean the real cocky bartender that had the guitar last night?
The guy that sang Hot Blooded.
Oh, no, really?
That guy.
Why would he be wearing... Is he ill?
I don't know. Buzz, go to TMZ and see what...
That's pretty good. I didn't check out TMZ today.
Saw it right before the show today. Anyway, I'd like to see if we could start some sort of a campaign to make a-hole an okay word.
Well, it's a good word.
It shouldn't be a bad word.
They used it almost weekly for a while on NYPD Blue.
Well, BS is another good word, too. And I think a-hole and BS are almost in the same
they're brothers
category.
And sisters,
they really
they?
Are brothers and sisters. Yeah. And remember, it's on Golden Pond. When they, it was both in the play and also in the movie. When the kid comes over and he keeps saying BS to Henry Fonda, he said, "You like that word, BS, don't you?" And the kid says, "Yeah." He said, "It's a good word." And it's a fabulous word. Really, is there any? It is the definitive expression for dishonesty.
And even more than a-hole, BS is one that's used in everyday language, in newspapers, in real news stories, they'll write
as an adjective, as a verb.
Right? They'll have quotes from people like saying, "Hey, this is BS. That's BS. Let's legitimize that word."
Or "Hey, nothing. Just come on over. I just want to BS with you."
Oh, and hold on. Before we get to the American Idol stuff, McCain. I hope that cat McCain.
I ground this from dynamite. Right.
I hope he learns his lessons about DJs.
Yes.
Okay? So he goes to Cincinnati,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to be introduced by the local copycat Rush Limbaugh guy.
Right.
And the guy gets out there like a preacher and starts saying, "I don't know about you, but his middle name is Hussein."
Yeah, he's too excited because he's a radio guy.
Yeah.
He's too excited for the moment. He doesn't know how to keep it in his pants.
He's the warm-up guy. Somebody went to John McCain's camp and said,
"Wasn't he kind of a gospel guy, preacher guy, too?"
Yeah.
Has a radio show, but he's a preacher.
He's one of those guys that straddles the fence.
Yeah. Right.
So they say to McCain,
"Beware.
This guy's like the Rush Limbaugh of Columbus or Cincinnati, whatever city it is."
This loving Christian gets up and does the intro for John McCain.
And then... poor McCain. I see this cat afterwards, and he's like, "Well, I didn't know anything about this guy.
Right.
I will never have this guy." And he actually said, "I will never have another radio personality bring me on stage again."
Like he didn't know.
That's
that fixed him. That took the fight out of him.
That is like if Barack Obama, has Howard Stern or a shock jock bring him up on
exactly.
stage. What do you expect? Do you really think that some stupid disc jockey, of course the disc jockey does it. He feels empowered. He's up on stage.
Well, but DJs are too stupid. Otherwise, they'd be, these guys that are doing this, all of us, we're too stupid to be in politics because we would be, we shoot from the hip and you immediately are going to get burned. And also it's the inferiority complex of the medium where you're getting up there and you feel like, oh, you've been chosen to do the intro. So you've got to say something tremendously controversial to get your candidate the excitement that he needs.
Right. The guy gets a rush because he's got the McCain stickers behind him and everything. And
which, the professional polls that do it, your governors, your senators that do this, your congressmen, they know how to do it. They've done it before. They know the game.
And I love it because, behind the scenes, someone's on a walkie-talkie on a cell phone going, "Hey, hold on a second. Uh-huh. Wait, what? What?
Oh, my God. What?
The disc jockey is out there comparing Obama to Hussein.
And he called him a hack Chicago politician.
And he keeps saying, how many times? Three times?
Oh, Jesus. Now, if I go on, do I look like I'm with... Do I have to say it at the beginning of it? All right, I'll condemn him afterwards.
I don't even know who the guy is. Why do you guys... Don't they have a morning zoo in this town?
They knew who they were.
You know, really, if you went back... When you're talking about right-wing radio, if you're talking about some of these guys over the years, if you wanted to go back as a fact checker and check things that have been said,
right,
just based on whether they are accurate or not, it would be overwhelming. Because what's the job? Is the job to be reasonable? No, it is not. The job is to get your audience excited.
Right.
And the way you get your audience excited is you say provocative things.
Whatever you have to.
Hey, that's what they do.
Did you find that on TMZ?
Yeah, there were lots of listings. I think his most recent entry was February 23rd, and the headline is Von A-hole Gets Dirty with Miss Germany.
No, but, wrong.
No, this was the guy with the wig for American Idol.
Okay, I thought you wanted Von A-hole.
Right. TMZ with
the guy.
American Idol rocker or whatever.
All
like
right,
that.
You got it.
Buzz.
That the one thing about that guy is his hair. That's what I hate more, outside of his little smirk that he has. Oh, yeah. And he couldn't play the guitar last night.
Because I'm hot-blooded.
I'm a bartender, and a lot of the chicks have told me I'm real good.
The problem with his smirk, it's the same smile that Blake Lewis has.
You know what? I will tell you this. I liked Blake Lewis more than I like this guy.
What
I
about
think this
Dallas
guy's
Lewis?
So smarmy. Huh?
What about Dallas
Dad,
Lewis?
You got it, Buzzy?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I found all the American Idol listings, but I don't see anything here about a guy with a
What's
wig.
What's his name? Do we know what the guy's name is?
Okay, hold on.
I did notice one thing about the names last night. This is, I think, the first competition where we have someone named Noriega and Castro.
Of course, Dan, you know, isn't that amazing how we pick our well-known American Idols already? Danny Noriega. Well, I knew that right away, but the guy with the bad hair,
flamboyant.
I have no idea what his name is.
I think his name is Robbie.
Daddy.
Robbie. All I know is Robbie played the guitar last night, and Robbie sucked again.
A lot of them sucked last night.
A lot of them sucked.
Okay. You know, my pick to click.
Yeah.
Rihanna, stop the music.
The little Archuleta boy.
Regis calls out fans.
I don't want to see that little Archuleta boy come spilling out all over the top.
Idol contestant
Martin.
Wigs out.
Okay.
That must be it.
No time for a half-assed autopsy.
I think that would be it as well. You got it for here. I got it. Here we go.
Okay.
After once being linked to Britney Spears, American Idol contestant Robbie Carrico picked up one of the pop Rex habits, a love for wigs. TMZ has learned the 26-year-old long-haired wannabe's mane is actually a wig, and it's got Idol staffers flipping out.
Good.
Sources tell TMZ that Robbie never talks about the matted down piece, and that makes production members feel like it's the blonde elephant in the room.
Mm.
It seems Simon Cowell was right last night. Robbie is a fake.
Wow.
Anyway, there you go.
Now, wait a minute. Now,
there's the picture.
Oh, I've got the totally wrong guy.
That is the guy that sang Hot Blooded, though.
Oh, my God. You know why he's got, I can look at it right now. You know why he's wearing it.
He had a bandana on
he's
last
bald.
Week.
Yeah. You think completely. Huh?
Last week he had the Bret Michaels look. He had the bandana going on.
See, that's a different guy. The guy that I was thinking of was, I thought, the guy with the stringy hair in the front.
And he's got problems, too.
He's got terrible problems. No, that guy's not as smirky as the other guy.
No, but he does have the Blake Lewis smile.
He does that. He does have the Blake
Lewis smile. The bartender has too much jaw.
Yeah.
It looks like he's smuggling peanuts or something.
Don, if you looked at that picture close up, you have it on your computer screen, right? That is a piece. That's like a that is a wig. Yeah.
Well,
and I think that's a wig not because he likes wigs. It's because he's bald.
He's got to have one.
Huh.
I don't think we'll have to worry about it much past Thursday.
Probably not.
Last night, all those performances sucked so much.
Well, the show is so tedious right now. I hate this stage of the show. It is so
and
unbelievably.
And
I found out
what it is that I'm finding distasteful about this year.
What's that?
It's the fact that, because the show has been on for 7 years now, the people that are on the show, they're on the show because it's a TV show.
Right.
They're on the show because they've seen other people doing it and they're following the same plan the others did. Like when you've got the one guy who's toured Asia and toured Europe with his faggot a cappella group, and you've got the one guy the kid that sang Imagine last night.
David Archuleta. Yeah.
They show this professional show kid.
He is like, a professional show kid.
When Kelly Clarkson was on the show, they have video of this kid stalking her out in a hotel lobby and singing for her. And
which means his parents were stalking her out.
Sure. And that's kind of where I'm at here. He's born,
even though he was, I thought his performance was amazing last night.
He's born and bred to be on this show.
He is a show kid.
all of these people on the show now, there's no one else that was just like a regular person in a bar band or maybe someone who sang on the side. They're all people now who think they know how to get to the top.
Yeah, and you've got, I think, more and more repeat business where people that have been on the show and auditioned before.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and for the very first time, I am finding myself completely burned out on the hosts, on the judges. If Randy Jackson says, check this out one more time, I'm going to die. He says it every say. All right, check this out. And he says it every time. And then you get Paula, it used to be fun. It used to be charming, but I'm getting burned on it with her nonsensical crap. He's a last holdout.
I think
that's Simon.
He doesn't get enough time.
I don't think he gets nearly enough time. And this year, more than ever, they're going on and on.
I watched Simon Cowell on the Regis Philbin show today.
Right.
And Simon, I wish you'd say this on American Idol. He said, at least 10 of the people on the show right now, his words, I love when they say the British word for garbage, they're rubbish.
Rubbish.
Rubbish. They're rubbish. He said, if I had my way, I'd get rid of 10 of them right now. Maybe two of them are good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. Maybe two of them are good.
Here's the problem, and I really believe this. I think that, the show can survive. You can go on with having Simon Cowell, but at a certain point, Randy and Paula's inability to express themselves when they're there to give critiques of these performers, you have to tell them either shut up or do a better job just processing your thoughts.
As with Randy Jackson going first, it's a feeling I get. You get the feeling he's unsure, and he kind of looks down the aisle at the other ones because he's like,
sure.
He's like, I don't know if that was good or bad.
He's the only wild card. He's the guy that really has to go either way because you're going to get the thumbs up from her and the thumbs down from him almost every single time. And he's such a contrarian that he'll pull one out of his butt. First of all, I do believe he's the only guy there that listens and watches the way everybody in America does.
Simon?
Yeah. Secondly, I think sometimes when he feels he can get away with it, he'll pull one out and say, oh, I loved it. I thought it was fabulous. He does that just to screw with her.
Right. Agreed.
And that still makes it fun.
Agreed.
But, you nailed it, and I didn't think about that until this very moment. This year, are they giving them, almost like it's a contractual situation, are they giving Randy and Paula more time? Because it seems like it.
I don't know. The other thing that he said on the Regis Philbin show, and who knows, I feel like an idiot quoting Regis and Kelly Lee, but he said, Simon Cowell said, they've offered me a contract with more money not to come back.
Weird.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Now, I thought about it. I thought, if there's anybody with a brain in their head, or maybe it's Simon Cowell himself saying, the wheels are about to come off.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice to jump off before the thing starts going down, down the other side of the mountain.
Right.
So maybe he wants to jump out, and that's the only way he knows.
I think he's probably aware of
jump out.
He's probably aware of all the trends, too. I mean, the fact that you're getting a lot of people now that are professional people that should not be on the show. You're getting a lot of repeat business because, on numbers alone, I would assume you get to a point where you're going to have limited returns.
The show is in its seventh season, and I think this is going to be one of your biggest seasons ever, right? I mean, it's off to a tremendous start.
It started well,
yeah.
There's a lot of talent, this bunch, a lot.
I mean, there's also a lot of rubbish, to be honest with you. I mean, no, there is. Because there's this kind of feeling at the moment, that we found 24 Madonnas or something.
Right, right.
Yeah. But we didn't.
Yeah.
We found three or four, maybe five good people.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are a complete waste of time. In fact, I was thinking... True. I was thinking this morning it would just be easier if I just said to the 10 who are never going to do it, you know what, time's up, let's just go home and we'll move on.
Well, you kind of said that last week at the elimination.
Wouldn't it be great if he said that on that show?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if they did it?
Keep believing in your dream and keep following. And you said, actually, no, get a really good job. But it's like there's those moments of good advice. There are very few people that will be
what,
honest
Kathy Lee?
Enough with someone to tell
you.
It like it is. And I think
what, Kathy Lee Ripa?
I do think it was helpful. Paula's talking about colours. I mean, she literally said on the show, when she was asked to say something, paint your doorknob or something. And this poor guy sitting there going, which way do I go in my life? And I'm going, fine, get a good job, like most people should do.
Right.
Do a bit of singing on the side.
Right.
And who knows?
That's right.
But I don't like giving people false dreams.
Right. And he doesn't, I believe. And, you know, that's his justification for being a hump, and I stand by that.
Do you think he had a headache last night? Because during the entire show, he sat with his right hand like he was doing moose ears, except only on the right side, like he had Excedrin headache number one.
He seemed to have to wait an awful long time last night.
Massaging his temples.
With his thumb.
Yeah. And, Mike, that's it, too. Everybody that watches that show waits to hear what he's going to say.
Sure. Are you still watching it live, or do you TiVo it?
I'm
okay.
Slight delay.
Okay. Because
yeah.
I was going to say to you today how you could have watched that show
I can't.
With commercials. I cannot watch the show with commercials
anymore. I can't now. Listen, I know that I've gone hot and cold on this show, and I'll probably watch it till the end. But we are nearing the end. Because
I'm close to jumping off this season.
I'm just saying they're getting all of these singers. They all have grown up now thinking, oh, it's easy. I can be on American Idol. Mm-hmm. Mommy, I want to be American Idol. Mommy, take me to my class. Where's my dancing class, Mommy? Danny Archuleta, I want to tell you something, son. You're going to be good now. Mommy will buy you a new toy if you go sing for Kelly Clarkson. Do it right now in the hotel lobby.
Little David Archuleta.
Go, boy, go.
And you know, if you killed it right now, yeah, you could bring it back in 5-10 years. Mm-hmm. You know, you could bring it back and it'd be bigger than Gladiators.
I would hate to see it go.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. Hey, here's the, you know what? He won't tell you. This is the beginning of the end right here. You're TiVoing it now. Because you used to make a big deal about wanting to see it
live,
fresh and live and all that.
Plus, I'll tell you something else that just gets into my whole thing that it's not really what is being presented. Mm-hmm. When you get into what's live and what's taped and what's edited and what's not,
right.
We've all been rubes thinking for the last 7 years that all of these performance shows are live when really they're not.
Right.
And my girlfriend had proof. Dig this. She went back on the TiVo, and she went to Monday's Regis and Kelly show. Mm-hmm. And they had a segment with Kelly performing on the American Idol set. And she was there with all of the American Idols, all of the guys, mm-hmm. and Ryan Seacrest and Randy Jackson and Paula Abdul. And they all had on the exact same clothes that they had in the episode that ran on Tuesday night.
So you're saying they taped it on Monday?
Sunday.
On Sunday.
Wow. Either on Sunday or Monday. Yeah,
right.
They tape it at least a day in advance to edit it down for our consumption. And I just feel like we're being gypped. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think at this stage of the competition, do they come out and make a big deal about the fact that it's live?
They do on the results nights.
The results nights. And that might be the only real live show we get.
Didn't we even have a tape last week with Ryan Seacrest saying, I love it when we're live?
Right.
And if that's the case, then I'm really pissed because it's not Simon Cowell not getting time to talk. They're editing it like that. You could edit out Paula Abdul's flowers, eggs, things hanging from the rear of my car window.
Well, somewhere along the line, the producers decided that they were going to give...
It's so much fun when we're live.
They were deciding that they were going to give Simon, make him the punching bag, and that was going to be the entertainment value. Right. When, in fact, the reason he's popular is because he does say things that everybody's thinking.
He's spot on.
And I really think he does that by and large. Yeah, I think sometimes he goes over the top. But by and large, I like his critiques. I really like it because he's thinking what I'm thinking normally. Yeah. 9 times out of 10, it feels that way.
It's just if it's taped, then you've got some editor who's saying, okay, let's give this angle on Simon. No, go back. Cut that out. Mm-hmm. Leave this part in. Nah, good. Leave it like that.
They're going to continue with American Idol. They'll continue with, they'll squeeze every drop out of this.
Sure.
I think this show will probably continue past all the judges. It might even continue past Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, it'll have to go to Generation 2.
Yeah.
But
it's done. I think it's done. I'm ready to jump off this year more than I've ever been. I find the show, and maybe it's because of the talent, I just find it boring.
Here's the thing, though. You and I have said this, like maybe over the last 3 or 4 years, just about every year we say this, though.
In the early part of the season.
Have I really said it?
Yeah. Yeah,
have I said it again? I said it before?
You more than me, because
I
drank the Kool-Aid a lot longer than you.
Tried to.
You did try for half a season.
That's right. I tried to go.
It's not
you
easy.
Know what? Yeah, but here's the
cold
thing.
Cold chicken.
You know what I do like? As much
cold turkey, excuse me.
Even that David Archuleta kid,
yeah.
just on when I see a really good performance, when I see a really good singer, that's when I start getting intrigued again.
But you know,
you know, when they cut the, but that Deadwood, if I have
I
to
see
look
him
at
like
more...
a male JonBenet Ramsey, though. It's like his parents are not dressing him up in.
You're a week behind me on that because I felt that I was so passionate against that kid last week. It's just, but because he sang good, that was that. It just, you know, that particular song. Uh-huh. You know, they. I'm so sucked in. You know, here I am saying I'm going to jump off the show, but here I am brainwashed by the show because what I'm going to say sounds like I'm a judge on American Idol. He made the song his own.
Listen, I got to be the only guy in the world who thinks this. As soon as they said, and singing John Lennon, I turned to Janet and I said, get ready for an abortion of one of the greatest songs ever. It's got to be.
It wasn't.
It's got to be Imagine.
You know music enough to know it really wasn't that bad.
I did not. I said, and if I was to be a judge, I would have said to the kid, that's nice if I wanted to hear Whitney Houston singing Imagine.
Okay. Let me tell you about it. Imagine is probably my favorite song
and
of all time.
And I imagine, no pun intended, that John Lennon is down there going, I don't care what anybody does. Stop that.
You turned on him before he even got the words out of his mouth. That is seriously one of my all-time favorite songs. I love that song more than any other Beatles or John Lennon solo song.
I would agree with
you. And I really was getting ready and said, oh, boy, this is, you know, how dare he, really? And that's kind of the way I reacted to it. But he did turn it around, and none of them have even come close to that.
Some kid whose left ball is not even dropped yet.
he was good.
He's not even popped his first zit.
He was good.
He knows not about Imagine All the People. You know,
you know what? You are looking at the next American Idol. And I already know that.
Blech.
Wow.
Sorry, but that's...
Well, I tell you what, that kid can be the next Menudo, but he's no American Idol. You'd have to get four that look like him and package them around from amusement parks.
You know what he is? He's one of those 16-year-olds like they have on that show every year, and they're the ones because they're smaller, they're younger, they're like little kids you know what they say, little kids learn quicker. Uh-huh. The 16-year-olds have a better learning curve. They really do. They know what they're supposed to do quicker than the guys like the guy with the wig.
Sure.
Yeah. Who will be voted off this week.
The wig man.
I hope the girls are better than David Archuleta. I don't like David Archuleta's parents. The little cocky father that probably said, we're going to the hotel lobby to see Kelly Clarkson. Get out of the car. Quit picking your nose.
David. Gee, Mama, do you think I gave a good performance tonight, Mama?
Not good enough. That's why you're not going to get supper. You are not going to get supper, Archuleta.
Oh, Papa, please don't make me sleep in the trunk again.
Listen to your mother. Get in the back seat.
Oh, but Papa.
Do you want me to burn you with cigarettes again?
No, Papo.
Then shut up. Now, come on now. We're driving down to Studio City. We might see Jay Leno getting into his car. Papa. It's just like the musical Oliver.
Papa.
Little David Archuleta with his short pants.
But I want to learn to throw a ball with other boys. And Papa, I'm interested in Paula Abdul's bosom.
Do you want me to cut your fingernails down to the bloody nubs like I did last time?
No, Papa.
You get in that hotel lobby right now. Now, look, they're all the Idol finalists. I want you to sing for your supper, goddammit.
Stop calling me Celine Dion. My name is Archuleta, dammit.
It's,
David.
I don't know. It's like everybody's figuring it out. It's getting boring.
Yep.
But we're going to probably stay with it, aren't we?
Of course we are.
What else is there on?
Because we're stupid. We are just so stupid.
Unbelievably stupid. We're so stupid.
So stupid.
Never mind that. Who was it you killed?
We didn't kill anybody. We got to play spots, though.
What do you mean spots?
I mean commercial. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.